Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? As we look around in the business community, we see many business people that are successful, and we can also see many business people who aren't successful. You have to ask yourself, how bad do you want business success? I mean, you really have to want it. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's really not. You know, what's really inspiring is when you read stories about people who started with nothing. They had everything against them, but they just didn't quit. They became successful because of their will, drive, determination, because they just weren't going to fail, because they could take it. And when they got knocked down, when they had a day that was just the worst day in the world, when it seemed like everything was bleak and they were going to lose everything, what did they do? They got up the next morning and they did it again, and they did it again, and they did it again until they became successful. And every time they got back up again, they thought about what they did, what didn't work, and they changed something. All of us, including myself, have days where we think, my goodness, how can I go forward one more step? This is a terrible day. I can't believe what's happened to me. But we have to get up the next morning and we have to do it again. But not only do we have to do it again, but we have to have the right attitude. Business success is about a business successful attitude. It's about doing everything right. It's about doing it legally. It's about doing it ethically. But it's not about letting someone stop us because they said something to us that was hurtful, because they didn't like us, because we didn't get along with them, because we made a cold call and they hung up on us. Whatever happens in your business during the day, you can't let anyone stop you from being successful. And you know the only person that stops you from being successful is you. Because you get something in your mind that says, I can't do this. I can't take one more step forward. I can't make one more cold call. I can't deal with one more failed contract. I can't deal with one more employee who needs to be replaced. I just can't do this. I can't work these hours. I can't. And guess what? If you can't, you can't. I want you to be successful. Your success as a business person is the success of the United States of America. It's the success of all the people that work for you. There is so much that's at stake when you are successful. It's about your family. It's about your personal well-being. And don't let any particular day, anything that happens to you, don't let it stop you. Evaluate it. Look at it. Feel the pain. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe what a day I had. I lost that contract. I can't believe I just lost my key person. Okay, let's feel the pain. Now, let's get right back in action again and let's make it happen. Let's not dwell on what's not working. Let's not dwell on the negativity. Let's dwell on all the opportunity that's out there. Oh, I heard the economy's going to be bad. I don't know if I can do this. Yes, you can. There are 330 million people in this country. There are people who will not do well, unfortunately, but you want to do business with the people who do well. You want to do business with the successful people. You want to train your people, and you don't want to accept excuses from your salespeople about why they can't do it. You don't want to accept excuses about all the employees that you have, all the people around you that say they can't. Of course they can, and they will, because if they don't, then you need to give them the biggest opportunity of their life, and that's to find another job. Do not let people put in your mind something that's negative that's going to keep you from being so successful that not only will you make money, but you'll be proud of your business, proud of what you've accomplished. You will set an example for your employees, for your family, for your children. If you want children to be successful, don't sit at the dining room table and tell them they should do something. Be successful. They'll hear about your success. They'll just think that's a normal way of life. Put in their unconscious mind that don't let anything stop you. This is Howard LeWinter. I know you've got what it takes. You prove it every single day. Let's prove it today, tomorrow, this year, and every single year that you are just a person who is so determined that success is always within your grasp and reach, and you're going to reach out and take it. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.